Hey you, are you feeling stuck, desperate for a career change, or thinking of starting a business, but you're just not sure how to make your first move? I'm television producer turned career coach, Shannon Russell, and this is the Second Act Success Career Podcast. This is where you will not only get the career advice you've been craving, but you'll get tips from career and business experts, along with inspiration from others who have made a career transition to find Second Act success. Let's get started. Welcome back. It is day five of my five-part podcast workshop series on the five ways you can make a fearless career change over 40. This has been such a fantastic week. I love the feedback I've been getting on this series, and it really touches me that it is helping you, that these ideas and these strategies are something that you can take and really start implementing. The feedback and comments I've gotten, the DMs on social media, has been really overwhelming, and I love that you feel like this information is tangible, that you can take it and move forward, that you really can feel empowered to change your career, to build the second act in your life to be what you want it to be. You're taking all this information and this experience from your past, and you're using it to build your future. That was my intent with this series, and it just warms my heart that I'm getting comments from you that this is how you're interpreting what I've been teaching as well. So thank you for taking the time to listen to these episodes and to join me for this five-day workshop. If you are just tuning in now, I suggest you go back to episode 130 and you listen from the beginning. It goes 130 to 134. Those are five episodes where you will get all of my advice on the five ways to make this fearless career change. Do you ever feel like you need some support as you plan for your next career move? Then I invite you to join my membership, the Career Clarity Collective. Inside, you'll have access to a community of like-minded women. You'll also take part in weekly group coaching calls with me. Plus, you'll get a monthly masterclass lesson and a resource to help you start plotting your career pivot. Head over to secondactsuccess.co/membership to enroll, or grab the link in the show notes below. I'll see you inside the collective. Welcome back, my friend, to the Second Act Success Career Podcast. I am your host, career coach Shannon Russell. I love that you're back. I love that we have spent 5 days together now, and I'm just really excited to dive into this last day of the series. I want to remind you just one more time that if you haven't downloaded the workbook I created for this series, I encourage you to go over to secondactsuccess.co/fearless. You can grab that workbook with all of the resources, questions, prompts, all of the good stuff that you can use as you plan your second act, as you plan this fearless career change, and you'll have all of this while you listen to the workshop series. Today's episode is all about leaping with confidence. This is where we wrap up everything that we've talked about in all of the episodes this week, because everything that we've discussed, from the financial planning, building your safety net, to really looking at your skills and your experience, to getting educated and really informed about what it is that you want to do. We've also talked about risks and understanding our fears and becoming more informed and encouraged by the change that we want to make and how to get there. We also talked about contingency plans and knowing that things are not always in our control. As you are planning this transition, yes, there might be hiccups. There might be bumps in the road along your career path, but that's okay. We've talked about strategies so that you can make yourself aware and kind of prepare ahead of time in case things go awry. We've talked about all the ways that we can move from where we are now to where we want to be, and now we're talking about leaping, actually taking that first step, making that move. Actually, I'm going to stop. You have already taken a first step. You've taken many first steps this week if you have listened to all of the episodes, because we've really talked about a lot of different strategies and steps that will help you move in a more fearless and confident way into that second act. So you've taken your first steps. Today, I want to encourage you to just take these steps towards your career goals, despite any fears, despite uncertainties, knowing that you are educated, you know what you want to do, You've done your research. You know your past experience. You are going to crush those fears and you're going to move towards what it is that you want. And it doesn't have to be all happening tomorrow. You can make this change when it is right for you. But right now, we are going to talk about making that plan. So I want you to think about everything and fully embrace your change. Maybe you came into this series with 5 to 10 different options that you were considering for your next act. Maybe you were able to get rid of a few and narrow it down. But regardless, you can still be researching and that's completely fine. You can still be deciding what job you want to take, what industry you want to move into, if you want to open a business, if you need a part-time job, if you're going to write that book, if you're going to volunteer full-time, whatever it is that you are considering, you know that you will be moving towards it. What you can do now is start planning for that. So you can decide, this is something that I want to do within the next month, the next year, the next 5 years. Once you have that schedule, we're going to reverse engineer and work on a plan to leap towards that goal officially. This is where you embrace any failure that might happen. You are looking at this as a learning opportunity. You are going to challenge yourself and you're going to stay committed to your personal growth. Now, the strategy that I really think is best is to give yourself an action plan. Set those deadlines and hold yourself accountable. For example, if you know that you do want to start your own business, maybe you say, I'm going to do it in 6 months. Now you can look back and say, okay, what are all of the things that I need to do to open the doors to that business? Make that list. Think of all the little things. Getting your business entity, making a logo, finding a place if it's a brick and mortar store, getting your website. What are the products you're selling? What is the service you're selling? Come up with all of the minutia, all of the little details. And then look at 6 months. Literally go onto the computer and print out a calendar sheet for the next 6 months. Look at the calendar in front of you. Don't do it on the computer. Do it on your desk, right in front of you, and write down what can you do in month one? What can you do in month two? And so on. And what you'll do is put a note in your calendar at the end of each month that you are going to check your list. Did you accomplish everything for that month? If not, then the next day on the first of the following month, you're going to redo your schedule. This way, you're always on top of things. Your action items can change, be flexible with your schedule, but you are making a schedule based on the action items that you can handle per month. Most likely, you won't be able to move to month two's action items if you didn't accomplish month one. You want to really hold yourself accountable, check in with yourself. If you're having trouble because you're still working your full-time job or you're home with the children, whatever it might be, then hire that help if you can. Or ask a friend or a partner or a family member if maybe they can help you. Maybe they are good with Canva and they can work on a logo. Maybe they are good at setting up social media. Maybe they are good at creating a marketing plan for you. Whatever it is, look at your network, look at your close circle, and ask for help. If not, you can just adjust your schedule as you move forward. Within each month, try to be realistic about your weeks. When is the time during your 7-day week that you have a window to work on this? Are you able to work when the kids are asleep? Are you able to work when they're at school? Are you able to work a little bit on this over your lunch break? Can you work at night after dinner time? Can you work on the weekends when you're not working your full-time job? Be realistic with the time that you can work on building your second act and put that into your calendar. Really block it off. It's important to be truthful with yourself. I can write on my calendar that Friday is going to be a day where I sit down and I do no work other than writing my book. But only I will know if I actually accomplish that on Friday. Don't lie to yourself and say, oh, I can get this done, if you know you'll be distracted by this, that, and the other. I want you to be truthful as you build out this schedule as you create these action steps, because there's a momentum that happens. As you cross one thing off your list, you get that little endorphin bolt. You get that boost. You're excited to check the next thing off your list, and it moves from there. Guess what happens if you don't accomplish that one task? Now you feel bad about yourself, and now you're a little bit less excited to finish the next task because you didn't finish the first one. You want to play that game with yourself, with your mind, so that you can move forward and make it almost like a challenge. You want to accomplish your tasks every week, every month, to get to month 6 or wherever that finish line is for you. So look at your calendar, plan out your schedule, make those concrete steps to get you from where you are now at your job to where you want to be. So I want you to do it in a very honest and productive way. Accountability is another really important aspect to really making that leap. You want to work on everything yourself and move towards your goal, but it would be great if you had someone to kind of hold you accountable throughout the process. So if you have a partner, someone in your family, a close friend, a neighbor, a coworker, if you have someone that you can let in on the secret of what you are doing, what you're building, what you're moving towards, then that person can check in with you and say, hey, how is it going? What can I do to help you? Do you need any guidance? Can I give you that push? What kind of motivation do you need from me? That accountability partner really helps you stay motivated and move along and accomplish your goal. If you don't have anyone in your circle, hire someone who has been through it before and can help you, like a coach or a mentor or a counselor. When I meet with my one-on-one clients, we meet twice a month and we talk about the goals. We set the standard, how to move forward. That is why we are working together, to move you forward. My clients can also Voxer me, which means that they can voice message me, text me anytime, and I can get back to them if there's any little issues that arise or challenges that arise. So that's how I work with my clients. Other people might work with their clients once a month, 4 times a month, whatever it is. I also have my Career Clarity Collective, which is my membership program. There's a community of women who are making their transition from their first act to their second act. So you have other people aside from me that you can message at any time. You can post it in our community group, your questions, asking for connections. We also meet weekly for group coaching, and there's resources and lessons. So that is another way to have that accountability. Find that someone in your life that can be that accountability partner for you and help you along the way. Maybe you don't need a hand holding you the whole way. You just need someone to check in on you every once in a while. And honestly, we all do. I have a business coach myself. I have friends and colleagues that I check in with that we hold each other accountable. I highly, highly suggest it. As you are planning out your timeline, you are really making that solidified plan for yourself. You're making that list of to-dos. You have your accountability partner or your people that you can check in with, that you can lean on. Now it's really about your mindset and getting you excited for this adventure. Yes, it can be stressful. Yes, it can be daunting, but leaping with confidence means that you know you are making the right decision. And if you're this far in the process, you know. So what you're going to do is know that nothing is going to stop you. You feel confident, you feel fearless, you know you are making the right decision because you've researched it, you've thought about the different scenarios in your head and what can happen, and you're ready to leap. This attitude, this mindset, is going to bring you that much further. If you're sitting here trying to make a change of any kind and you're really apprehensive and you're feeling anxious, that feeling is going to take over everything you're doing. Every one of those action items that you are working on is going to be full of fear and tense anxiousness. But if you can look at it like, I am excited for what I am about to embark on, think about what your life will be like in those 6 months, in that 1 year. And what place you will be in, both emotionally, physically, mentally, where will you be? And how will that be different than where you are now? Thinking about that and knowing that you're moving towards something that's either more creative or more fulfilling or better financially or a better challenge that you're looking for. Whatever it is, you are going to get excited. You're going to have that confidence, and it's just going to push you that much further, that much faster. I want to kind of wrap things up with a bow here and dive into some of the things that we have talked about all week in the past episodes, line them up for you to see how they all work together to give you that confidence to make your move. Self-assessment. We talked a lot about looking at our past skills and strengths and values and how they will transfer to the second act. So by looking at all of that, doing that research, deciding what it is that you want to move forward in, you are really bringing to the table that boost of confidence to pursue that new path because you're confident that your skills and experience will transfer easily over to where you're going. Knowing that you have done that self-assessment, you have looked inside, you've really researched your past and know what you want your future to look like, you're ready to go. Next is research and information gathering. You've researched what this role should look like. You've researched the potential career paths and the things that could go wrong as you move towards it. You are ready, you're informed, and you're educated. This decision should make you feel even more empowered and more aligned with your decision. So when you make that change, you know you are moving in a direction that is perfect for you. You have set clear goals. We've talked about your goals. We've talked about the action steps that you can take in the timeline that you're going to use, how you're going to make it happen. Having that roadmap will give you a sense of direction and a sense of purpose, therefore instilling that confidence in you to know that you are going to progress along your path and make it to your end goal. Networking and support. We have talked about that throughout the week. It's the importance of having a network to do your research and lean on when you are considering which path to choose, and then having a network and support around you to not only hold you accountable, but to be there to help you grow into that next role. If you are launching a business, if you are looking for your next role, your network can help you get there faster. You just have to be able to seek them out and ask for support. Having a network of peers, mentors, friends, these are people who can guide you, encourage you, and really give you their insights throughout your career transition journey. Education and training. We touched on this as well earlier in the week about looking at your past skills and education and your accomplishments and accolades, and then also what education, certification, trainings you may need now to move you into this next act. If you've really looked at all of that, you should feel confident knowing what you've accomplished in your past. You don't necessarily have to invest in new education or training, but if you feel like that's something that will make you more marketable for that industry, then go for it. Or if you just want to invest in your professional development and really give you that extra confidence boost, then education and training is a definite value. Lastly, I want you to embrace your unique story. You are deciding to go from your first act to your second act. You have done the research. You have decided to make this change to better your life, to better your family's life, to better your education, to better your career. So embrace your story. Be proud and confident as you tell people about what you are pivoting into. Be resilient. Know that there's going to be some naysayers. Know that you might have some bumps along the way, but know that you are confident and whatever setbacks and challenges or words that other people may have to say do not affect you because you are resilient and confident and you're maintaining a positive mindset while you're adapting these changes into your life. Trust in your ability to overcome any obstacles and keep moving with confidence. Now it is time to take that action. Commit to this change, know that you are confident in your decision, and be proactive, whether it comes to applying for jobs, attending networking events, pursuing opportunities that align with your goals, building that business, writing that book, practicing that piano, deciding to start an Etsy shop, whatever you want to do, remember that these action steps that we've talked about are going to consistently move you forward. They will move you along towards this career change that you have been working for, that you've been dreaming about. This action, this visualizing the success that you are building for yourself, is leading to progress and ultimately to your second X success. I want to leave you with this before we say goodbye. By implementing all of the strategies that we've talked about over these 5 episodes, you can leap confidently towards your career change, knowing that you have skills, support, and the determination to succeed. And that will lead you to your new path when the time is right, when you are ready. You control your destiny and you control your timeline. I know you will leap with confidence, my friend. I am so happy to have spent these past 5 episodes with you. Thank you for listening. I hope that you truly do feel more confident, ready to leap, and even more fearless as you move forward making your career change. Well, that's it for part 5 of this 5-part series. Before we go, I want to encourage you to stay in touch. Subscribe to the Second X Success Career Podcast. Join my membership, the Career Clarity Collective, and schedule a call with me. I would love to chat one-on-one and see how I can better support you. Head over to secondactsuccess.co where you can get all information on my coaching, my podcast, my membership, and free resources to help you as you move along on your career journey. Take care, and I will talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you found some gems of inspiration and some takeaways to help you on your path to Second X success. To view show notes from this episode, visit secondactsuccess.co. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. Reviews only take a few moments and they really do mean so much. Thank you again for listening. I'm Shannon Russell and this is Second X Success.
Have you been wondering if now is the right time to change careers? If you have been asking yourself that question, you are not alone. I created a new 10-question quiz that will give you the clarity you need. Download the quiz at secondactsuccess.co/quiz. You will get results quick, plus you'll get action items for you to implement right away. I am also including private podcast links to give you even more information on how you can move forward to pursue your second act career. You can grab it now at secondactsuccess.co/quiz. Good luck.